Okay, we left off. We had just finished Shin Mem Aleph Seif Aleph, and we left off with the famous Maaser Rabbeinu Tam. Remember, the Ri's mother passed away, who was Rabbeinu Tam's sister. Rabbeinu Tam was in another town, and she had a husband who would bury her. And he said, "He's not an oni. He ate meat and drank wine." He said, basically, "Not called Misha Mesa. What's the fun of if you're out of town and someone else is dealing with it?" And the Rush said, "Well, then even in town, that wouldn't be Mason with Lefanov. There's a closer relative dealing with it, and that's ridiculous." And the Rush rejected him. And the Machaber Paskin, like the Rush, said the Machaber. Just review some of what we saw, what we left off with last time. He said, "Vafilu hu beir acheres dat 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 vafilu im eino tzarch lasim tzarch emes gom sheish lacherim sheoskim bish filo." However, the Shach quoted the Bach. The Shach quoted the Bach in Sifkatan Hey, and says the Bach understands no. The Rush with the Rabbi Tam is davken in another city. He thinks the Rush made a straw man out of Rabbi Tam. The Rush made Rabbi Tam even in the city, and then that's ridiculous. No one's ever an Omei. Says, no, the Rush meant Davka in another city. In another city, if there's someone, you're in a different city, there's someone in that city taking care of the mace, that's called Ein Me'eno Mutal Fanav, and it's not so crazy in the Bach Paskin like Rabbeinu Tam. Like the real version of Rabbeinu Tam, not the straw version of Rabbeinu Tam. And the Shach, I noticed in the Mandri Poskim, everyone says we're not sure what the Shach meant, although he definitely seems to lean towards the Bach. So here we have, right? Be'ir acheres, v'yesh karov, im hames. Here we have Rabbeinu Tam, said not one, and the Rush said that you are an one, and the Mechaber is very, very clearly like the Rush. The Mechaber is very clearly like the Rush, the Bach, is like Rabbeinu Tam. The Shach also sounds like Rabbeinu Tam, even though I've seen in the Modern Day Post can say we're not sure what the Shach meant, but definitely his Lashon is, Aval HaBach Pasach, usually that means he seems to endorse it. So maybe the Shach was also like the Bach in Orachayim. A lot of these Dinim of Oneng are really also the topic of Orachayim Simen. Let's come back to that in a moment. Simon Ayin Aleph, okay, it's not so explicit there. What happens if you are in another, if you're in another town? We'll come back to that in a moment. But certainly the Mishnah Brura in Simon Nun Heis Ifchav Dalid assumes, what's it? No, Simkat and Kavdal, thank you. My base, but you're a cheris, but no, the Lokodim Kvura, the Yesha Mishishtad Lavuro. Okay, he assumes that you are a, well, Mishnah Brura, Nun Hei Chaf Dalid. What does he say? Let's read it. Nun Hei Chaf Dalid, in Ayin Aleph, he doesn't discuss it so explicitly. I haven't found it. In Nun Hei Sivkat and Kof Dalet, it's really hiding in the middle of nowhere. In Halach Sivkat Midian, is an Oni Mitzarf Sivkat Midian. Then he says, let me just read you the Lashon. Ready? Oni Ein Mitzarf Sivkat Midian, Vahayinu Kol Oni Shechai Vlis Ablala, etc. And Hu Be'ir, etc. Avalim Hameis Be'ir Acheres. This is the case of Rabbeinu Tam. In Hameis Be'ir Acheres, V'Noda Lo Kodom HaKfura, V'Yesha Mishish Tadal Vur. And there's someone taking care of it in the other town. Shedino Shemratza Likros Rashai, the Ain Mochabiya. Though the din is, here he makes an interesting shower. Imrasha Likros Rashai, the Ain Mochin Biyato. If he wants to say Kriyashma, he can, and you don't object. Here it's a little unclear exactly what this Lashon is, and you don't object. He seems to make some sort of a shara. You know, that's really, maybe we should really put him in the shara. You know, we can make a whole list of achronim. There's many achronim both sides of the Chadash in Orachayim holds like the Bach, many, many achronim.
multiplied. The Chaver said the Mishnah Brura, he seems to make some sort of pshara. He is basically like the Machaber. He thinks that the person is an Onay, right? Nikra Onay, but Aval Imratza L'kayim Mitzvos, his example is Krishma, Rashtai V'ein Mochin B'yado.
Okay, Rashi ve'ein mochin biyado. He seems to make some sort of pshara. What's his pshara? He doesn't say. There's no like shartzion on this. It's sort of a side point and something else. But l'chora his pshara is that he's being mitzarif to tzadim. Number one, according to Bein Tam, he's not an onain. Number two, according to Rashi, even an onain is allowed to do mitzvos if they want. And according to Rav Yah, an onain is allowed to do mitzvos if they want. There's someone else, even if they're in town. We don't paskin like that. We definitely paskin if someone's also to the mace. They're not allowed to do mitzvahs. If they're in town, even if there's someone else taking care of the mace, they're not the closer relative who's responsible, still, they can't do mitzvahs. But it could be the Mishnah is making a tzera, you know, what Rabbi would call a fake sfeika, and saying that, well, they could do mitzvahs if they really want, if they are out of town. Halacha l'maisa, how do we paskin on this, is very controversial. If you look in the, one second, did I write down exactly where? In the Gesher HaChayim, Perek Yudches, Chelek, it's a little funny, there's like a Perek and a part of the Perek, and then Halacha, Chelek Aleph, Halacha, Hey, he says, Lua did Nami, Shanoda Lakar, Shemesh, Lase, Be'er, Cheres, Be'ef, Shalol, and Sol, okay, well, there's two cases. Let's deal with two different cases before we get to the modern day post-it. Let's say we're not sure exactly what happened to Rabbi Thomas' case. Did he go to the funeral? Or did he not? Right? Did he just like have nothing to do whatsoever, or did he go to the funeral? So first, there was a machlokes that 100 years ago between the Nitziv and here's real life cases. One. No da lo be'ir acheres v'yesh mi sheyishtadel sheyishtadel b'makom hameis ve'enino noseya. He's not going to the funeral. What if someone finds out a different city and everyone agrees, even reading the time and no havni, if he was the responsible party, he'd be an oni. But there's another karov. Someone finds out, this happened in COVID all the time, no one would go to the funeral anywhere, hardly, right? I mean, even nowadays, not everyone would go to the funeral everywhere. Sometimes they're old people and they can't travel to the funeral. Some of the old people can't even travel to the funeral outside of their building. But certainly they can't travel to the funeral in another country, in another state, etc. And sometimes just not taich. So what if someone found out in another town they're not going to the funeral? This was a famous machlokas between the Nitziv and Rav Paul Shapiro. The Nitziv is in, it's in the Shabbat Shadavar, the Legbeis and Ayin Beis, says the Nitziv, says the Nitziv that this is the case of, this is just like the case of Rav Tam. And therefore, Kaimalan Kiharosh, Venikra Onain Ad Hakfura. Okay, says in the Tzim, we all like the Rush, and if someone's in another town, they're an Onain to like the Kfura, they only start sitting Shiva after the Kfura. Rabbi Fal Shapiro, who was the Nitziv's son in law, said this is not like the case of being in town of the Rush. In the case of Rehapam, he went to the liar. After all, he wasn't in another town like a million miles away. No, he was in the next village over. It was, you know, it was an hour ride. So they came and told him. And then, whenever they were ready for the burial, he would have shown up to Lovaya. So he says, no. He says, Lekulei Alma, em eino noseya lahalvaya lo nikra. Mutal Lefanov
Umatchil avelos miyad.
That's what Rav Shapira said. He said, "Lekule alma, if this is called a nisolutul fanav, he's not an onen. As a matter of fact, he is an avel and starts avelos right away." You could have separated these things.
To the avel before the kula.
Yes, and he starts the avel before the kula, as we'll see when we get to it. That there are plenty of scenarios where you can start the avel before the kula.
It ends early.
Yeah, Maisim Chol Yom, when people in America send the body to Israel, they start avelos before the kula. Think. Okay, but the ikar is that he said, for our purpose, that he's not an oni. Interesting, in terms of Achra, they argue about aninus, they argue about avelus. The Gesher HaChaim doesn't paskin the same way for aninus and for avelus, not necessarily halacha, but the ikar is lo nikar mutul fanav. This is the side point we'll come back to, that he's not an oni. Halacha l'maisa, almost all modern day poskim, this is a tshuva of Moshe, the Igros Moshe, almost all modern day poskim, Rechria already, like Rav Paul Shapira, that in this case where he's not connected bichlal, he's for sure, it's pretty muskim in the modern day poskim, that if you want some Ar Mekomos, who is this muskim in the modern day poskim, this is the one thing that's muskim, Baruch Hashem, is not all modern day poskim in the entire world, but almost all modern day poskim. By the way, when did this come up? When the Netziv died. This is one of these funny philosophical questions. When the Netziv died, his daughter, who was married to Rav Moshe Shapira, didn't know what to do. According to her father, she wasn't going to the funeral, it was too far away. They had a telegraph then, right? So she was informed. I don't know if they had a telephone. Maybe it was invented. I don't know if they had it. But she definitely got informed that her father died and when the Levi was. And according to her father, she should be in Onay. And then only started Avelos later. But her husband paskin for her that she was in Avelos right away and she was not in Aninus. And proves to me who she should listen to. How do you know? That's not a proof. That's just an opinion. Proof to me she should listen to her husband, not her father.
How many?
Hmm?
I don't know what proof is what I'm looking for, but that a chazan them to get married to
them. Yeah, the Gemara in the end of the first paragraph of Kiddush says, Ishimova v'tiro below Isha, that once the woman is married, her shiva to her husband overrides her chiyo kibbutz. Yeah, that's not necessarily talking about how she follows Mitzvah Halacha, but that's a pretty good parallel. L'maisa, she followed her husband. And she started Shiva right away. Lamaiver of Moshe also passed in this way in Chelik Aleph Simur Beis Shnun Gimel and many other modern day Sfarim, at least for purposes of Aninus. The Gesher HaChaim also passed in this way. He can't make it there. And there's nothing to do. Lochom lavdine aninos. Right, so this is the Gesher HaChaim. What? Perik Yud Ches, Chelik Aleph, Halacha Hey. This is the Gesher HaChaim that we pass like Rafal Shapiro, get the symbols, all modern day postgame. It's accepted, meaning all ones follow Rafal Shapiro. If someone's not going to the Levaya, then there's no aninos because that's not Meso Mutul Fanav. And Lachora, even the Rush would admit in this case there's no aninos. Because they just have nothing to do with anything. It's not like the Yisra Meir Tam when obviously he was going to go fire. In the Yisra Meir Tam, there's no telegraph. If he found out, he could make it to the fire. Later times there's a telegraph, did you have cases where you couldn't make it to the fire? Okay, the more controversial case is, this is super controversial. What if no dalo the ir acheres? And he's going to travel to Makom HaMeis. He just hasn't traveled there yet. Right? Obviously, when he gets to the Makom HaMeis, he's an Omeid. What if someone flying down in Israel, the relative died in America, and they're hopping on the next plane, hopping on the next plane to America for the funeral? Are they an own name when they find out in Eretz Yisrael This seems to be exactly the case where the Tam and the Rush. Right? This seems to be the exact case where the Tam and the Rush. Even if we assume that Rabbi Tam was traveling to a sister's funeral, Rabbi Tam says, meanwhile, I assume he said, when I'm at the funeral, I'll be an Oni. But meanwhile, not an Oni, he ate meat and drank wine and said, I'm nothing. But according to the Rush, he is an Oni. So this really is the machlokas between the Rush and the, this really is the machlokas between the Rush and the Rabbeinu Tam. And here it is a big, big, big machlokas, how we paskin. It's a tremendous machlokas, how we paskin. Basically, everyone you ask says something different. If you look in the Gesher Chaim, he says, in Yeshev Sharshul and the Sol, the Makom Shalme, in the Makom Mes, the Sorcha Kfura, Azayim, Yeshev Makom Mes, Abil Machim, with Taplobo, if there are other relatives there, Lo Cholom Alam Dine Aminas, at Shiyabagam Hulusham, he's not an Oni until he gets there. Okay, assuming there are other relatives, like the case of Rabbi Tam, and in the footnote he says, that, you know, it's very, very complicated in the poskim, in the Sefer Pnei Baruch, which is the old art scroll, it was translated into the old art scroll of Hesvelos. He says in... That's what it seems to be. He says, what's his case here? Now, give me a second. Okay, here brings Yesh Omer to Dark Makodesh, he's not so machia. But here he quotes that within the Rafal Shapiro, that being no sale the ear shames here. Actually, I'm not sure how to read this. Shames sham chol of dini aminos bevol the ear. Mafilu einam asakim tzasim tzofel. He says, if you're no sale, then the dini aminos are chal when you get to the city. He quotes from the foot of the Brichadosh. All the Brichadosh does is pass like the Bach and Rabbeinu Tam. I guess the Brichadosh is a later Achron. I don't know why he quotes specifically the Brichadosh, but here it's a big machlokes. Ad hayom hazeh, there is not a clear 100% minhag among the poskim. The Gesher Chaim is pretty clear. Maybe that's the minhag Eretz Yisrael, who says you're not an Oni until you show up in the other country. To the best of my knowledge, the mainstream minhag in America nowadays is to say, if someone's not going at all, that's where Rafal Shapiro. But if someone is going, is to consider them an Oni. Someone also showed me where Simon's notes. He said he thinks most are an American poskim. That they are an Onain until they get there. Until they get to Israel, right? So, okay, give me a second. What are the two? The Gesher HaChayim, the Od, Pasku, Kirabeinu Tam. Delo Nikra Onain. However, it could be that in Tom's case we weren't traveling at all. Who knows? But he's not called an Onain ad Shiyagia Ramakom Hanabis. He's not called an Onain until he gets there. When he gets to Israel, he's called an Onain because then it's Mutalfanam. Now he's in the same country. But when he's in a different country, then he's not called an Onain. So when he's in a different country, he's not Shayat to be Metapel with the mace. However, many other Achronim, it seems to be the Minhag, at least in America, right? When someone gets on the plane and goes to Israel, they say, I'm an Onain. I'm traveling to Israel to my relative's funeral. Is to consider themselves an Oni, sometimes the relative dies in America. That's not the gizm I'm talking about. But the minig of most poskim in America is, it could be the minig of Israel is more one, the minig of most poskim in America is the other, is like the Rush and the Shulchan Aruch, the Nikra Onein. And I saw, if I recall correctly, in the new art scroll book that Jesse has, he doesn't have it with him right now, he wanted to say, based on the Mishnah Berurah, that maybe we can make a compromise. He's called an Onain
But if he wants to do mitzvos, then he can, because, you know, mitzarech many that he's studying that he's not called an onein, and even if he is an onein, we wouldn't be mekel a boss of riyayin, you know, yesh tvol. But, and also, like, it's always good to be machmir. When it comes to mitzvos, there's no tzir chomer and no tzir kula, right? Either way, he's a chomer, either way, he's a kula. And he wants to say, I'll feed the Mishnah Brura. He wants to be machmir like the Mishnah Brura, right? So the art scroll, if I hope I recall correctly, I meant it's just you bring it's my fault. But what's his name? The Rabbi Sefer Ben Cohen, more importantly, Rabbi Artzel, right? But the, I think his name is what?
Is there any halakhic risk of it potentially being like Rachel Vatala? Or like, would that be concerned in terms of passing that way?
First of all, it would be an Isser. It would be an, and it would be Rachel Vatala. Of course, it's not Pashat. He paskins based on the Mishnah Brura. Nikra Onen. Avol Yochol. Lekayim Mitzvos.
Okay, I'm pretty sure the Minhag Olam. Again, I'm not sure the Minhag Olam is in Israel so much. I'm pretty sure the Minhag Olam is America, is that people consider themselves an Onen. However, I'm not going to mess. I'm pretty sure that is the minhag. Most American rabbis, what they tell you is that you're an onen, and if you're going to the funeral, like a repulsion fear, if you're not going, you're not an onen. But if you're going, then you're an onen the whole time. So meso mutalafanav to, it's meso mutalafanav. However, if it's meso mutalafanav, however, really, but it makes more sense, yeah. Really, mishbura. Just because that only spankles. Here's where it gets tricky. The modern era is, you know, the more the world progresses technologically, the less difference it makes where you are. And at a certain point nowadays, there's really a difference between who's mutal afanav if someone is it really a difference who's mutal afanav, what's called mutal afanav if someone is. If someone is 6,000 miles away, if they're not 6,000 miles away, this might really depend on the circumstances. Sometimes there's people who are just like, you know, they're not. It's interesting that I'll read the Gesher Chaim. He says in the footnote, he says, if you look at all the achronim, this palgu hark de oseyen, but if you really ma'ayin, you can find one principle. Might depend on Efshel Lishtag, not when you are Mishtag, but if it's Efshel Lishtag, that's clear. That doesn't matter if you are Mishtag or not, even if there's other people Mishtag, we say, really, like second day in Mishali. But it might depend. So here, it gets a little tricky because often everyone's equally responsible. And even the person who's in another country is still responsible. Sometimes, even if they don't travel, they're responsible. For example, in COVID, it happened many times, and it can happen even in COVID. You know, someone's father died in Russia during COVID, and they were the only relative. So obviously, they're responsible, even though they're not going anywhere within 1,000 miles. So then, obviously, they'd be an onen because they're a chayus to make sure that the body gets a kfor. I mean, this is only, but what would we say? But if he is taking full or equal responsibility, then he's an onen, even if he's not traveling at all. And in this case also, niralani is daiti. That it would be best to take a pshara approach to this. In my focus during Tom and the Rush, if it's good enough for the Shabura, it's good enough for Sefer Ben Cohen. Take a pshara and say, okay, you know what? Call the person an onen, but if someone wants to do mitzvos and they feel like, you know, they really have nothing to do here and they want to daven, etc., then they can. However, that's only if they're not taking responsibility. Every family dynamic is different. I think it's what the Gesher Chaim is saying. Every family dynamic is different, which is what Rabbeinu Tam is saying also. It depends which relative is rich. It's rich. Sometimes you say, there's one relative who's taking care of everything, and the other one just shows up. And sometimes you say, no, I'm in one country, you're in another country, but we're all taking equal responsibility for planning everything, doing everything, so the modern day post can point out that even if you're 6,000 miles away, but you, first of all, you have to call and decide on where, what kind of plot to buy, and on how to negotiate with Gevra Kadisha, and on telling people the funeral, often there'll be a relative who's in 6,000 miles away, and they'll split up. They say, okay, you tell half the people about the funeral, and I'll tell the other half the people to come to the funeral. And what's the difference whether you're 6,000 miles away if your job is coming to make? Make sure that all the friends and relatives come to the bayis. So that was a pashut thing to do. So let Nira that theoretically you're passed like a Rav Shapira. And I think you should pass like a Mishabur, even though in the Elgin Chaim, everyone passed like somebody else. But Lemaitis, I think it depends on the circumstances. Here it becomes a very subtle judgment call. If there's responsibility, then in today's technological world, you know, it's not the days of Rabbeinu Tam, it's not the days of the Nitziv either. As a matter of fact, the Nitziv was closer to Rabbeinu Tam than he is to us in terms of technology and how the world, you know, how big the world is. Nowadays, we live in a very, very, very small world. So I think that also might depend if you have a case where there's a relative who's far away, who's just basically a guest, then I would go through a Rav Shapira if he's not coming. And I would go, even if Rav Schechter says, what if it's a slightly different case? What if the kind of you're zooming in to watch the funeral? I think even if you're zooming in to watch the funeral, that's not called a chreis. So if you have someone who's basically, you know, not a someone who's a decision maker, not someone who's thinking a chreis, then we go for a Rav Shapira if they're not traveling at all. Which often happens, someone who doesn't travel at all pre-COVID, who's usually like not involved. And I think we should go with Mishnah Berurah, say we consider it aninus, but you know, someone you know wants to do mitzvos, then you know, it's maybe more than any mochel biyado, maybe it's like a good thing to you know to be machriya. But if they are really taking a chrayas, then if they're really taking a chrayas, then really that would justify what I think is the most common minhag, it was just to call them an only in the gamre. So halacha lemaisa, I think in many cases they just be an only in the gamre, even 6,000 miles away. If they're coming, then that probably means they're an equal partner. That's why they're coming, they're an only in the gamre. If they're not coming, if they are an equal partner or the only partner, they're an one. So I think we'd have to have a hard, it would be a little difficult to paskin. We'd have to go with what the Gesher Chaim says. And you'd have to use your judgment, but these are the basic principles. Rav Shekhar was talking about a case we'll get to a little sooner, I'll mention. He's talking in case we get to a little sooner, but I do have, you know, Rav Schechter issued all his Corona Pesachim. I heard Rav Schechter went viral recently, by the way. He issued his Corona Pesachim, and he has a number of different cases here, but one of the cases is, his cases are slightly different. Maybe we'll come back to them in a second. I think you might deal with this case also someplace, but maybe not right here. Yes.
I'm the Rosh Hashanah itself. In Pesach Shabbos test, you said that if a person has a parent's yahrzeit and he's an oni, Pesach Shabbos says you shouldn't worry about the hierarchy of kavod because look, even Hashem, and therefore you shouldn't say kaddish because even Hashem is mochel on his own kavod that you shouldn't be doing mitzvahs. Mm-hmm. So we see in the Pesach Shabbos that you're not supposed to be doing worrying about the hierarchy of kavod in terms of aninus. So here, this who cares that it's the husband versus the.
You have to add what's mugder is meisul mutal lefan. What you do if you are called meisul mutal lefan. Here to add who's called mutal lefan. Saying that. It's not called mutal lefanav. What basically we're saying is that just because you're related doesn't call mutal lefanav. So mutal lefanav has to be achrayus alav.
You know what I'm saying? But on the rag.
Okay. Anyway, I want to. We'll touch again on one or two of these points. They'll tie into the next seifim. But let's go on then to the next se'if. So this is, again, very controversial on Hayom HaZeh, whether we really hold like or Rebbe Tam, whether we really hold like the Rosh. Maybe you could slightly be mechalik, see Rebbe Tam is close by, nowadays we're far away, and whether modern technology changes this. Nirlam is nice that if it comes to like normal families with like, I mean normal families, as opposed to a family with something wrong with. I just mean, let's say, the classic scenario where, you know, there's a father who dies and he's old, and there's a bunch of, you know, middle-aged, healthy, normal kids, you know, who he left behind. Simple shot that they would all be owning him because they would all take equal achrayas, even if they're 6,000 miles away. But, you know, like the Gesher Chaim says, you really have to judge based on the circumstances. Again, the general minhag olam is, if they're not going like a revulsion period, they're not an onan. If they are going, then they are an onan. But I really think it should depend on the circumstances. Okay, let's go to Beis. Beis is going to distract us a little from Hilchas Aninos, and it's one of these sort of classic Sivim Shulchan Aruch that's the Geshmak Nafkamina to everything else in the world other than Hilchas Aninos. Beis, Mishameis lo Beis b'Shabbos, Yochum Matzei Shabbos lo Avdola. Okay, if the Meis died in Shabbos, you're allowed to eat without Avdola Matzei Shabbos. It's not an Isser to eat without Avdola, it's just a Mitzvah to Avdola, and he's Pater. V'lo Yis Palel, and he doesn't have Mariv, V'lo Mavog Kvon Kvor, and he doesn't have a Shachim for Kvorah. Ula Achar Kvor, what's the main topic of this? If Tashlumen, if someone misses out on a Mitzvah because they were an One, are they Mashlim it later? So what are some examples of Tashlumen? The one thing they don't discuss here is tefillin, because tefillin is, even besides aninus, the special issur for an oval to wear tefillin the first day. So that's not being discussed. But everything else, every other mitzvah besides tefillin, is usher for an onen and chayav for an ovel. So he transitions from aninus to avelus. Does he have to make up all the past mitzvahs? So what does he say here? Yispal tefillah shachar shmul overs mana. About tefillah se erev lo yispal shachar overs mana. He daven shachris, because it sells about shachris, so the funeral's in the morning, assuming the funeral's in the morning, but he doesn't daven marv, and if the funeral's in the afternoon, he daven nincha, but he doesn't daven shachris. The low daven was shachar lo yispal arvish, and yispal shachar shtayim, came in shabalayla lo yechayv lis palel. Ah, if someone forgets, or some onus or vision that happens to them, and they miss a tefillah, they have to make it up. In the next tefillah, that's called tashlumin. But that is not similar to this case, because in that case, they were chayav, they were just shogeg or ones or something. In this case, he was potter in the first place. What the principle is, when he's potter, there's no tashlumin. That is the accepted principle here. Again, the Gemara does not discuss any of this. Beforeish, but the Rush discussed it from Maamar Rittenberg, and all who've shown that I know of agree. What's the principle? The principle is that an onen, since he's a potter, therefore there's no tashlumin, because you don't need tashlumin if you were a potter. Tashlumin is something you're chayiv and didn't do. Here, he was potter. Okay, they get into a tangent here. This is a tangent. I'll just mention in the Taz of Katan Hay, what about someone who was misasik the tzarchei tzibur? Right, they were going to, they used to call it shtablonis, now they call it lobbying. They're going to lobby on behalf of the Jewish community. Okay, there's different types of lobbying on behalf of the Jewish community. Nowadays, you know, it's probably like a little more low key when you lobby, you have certain times, etc. You don't spend all day like waiting for, hoping for a 2-minute audience. But in those days, the lobbying was a little different. You know, the Jews were always very often in danger of being imminently slaughtered. And you really had to do whatever you can to beg someone to avert the decree. And they missed davening. Why do they miss davening? Because they're in the middle of their lobbying, or, you know, they're waiting for the king to come out, or whoever it was in those days. So, says the Drisha, just like an onan, he doesn't have to make up the davening. And says the Taz, that's the most ridiculous thing ever. He says, no, that's only an onan. Only the Chazal were talking a p'tur for him. But this guy was just anus. And he wasn't wrong for skipping davening. Anus isn't wrong, but anus is chayev, but anus. And then the Kuduz HaKesef says back, no, the Drisha was really right, and we pass like the Kuduz HaKesef. He says, no, that guy wasn't anus. Honest means, I don't know, he like, you know, was about to lose a lot of money and, you know, got distracted by his loss of money, missed davening, etc. This guy is Osik Tzar Mitzvah. Osik Tzar Mitzvah is a mitzvah. And Osik Mitzvah is not honest. Osik Mitzvah is Potter Min Mitzvah. And we possibly like the Drisha and the Shah above the Taz, that they both agree on the principle. See, if you're Potter, you don't need to do Tashlumin. If you're honest, you need to do Tashlumin. The question is, what's an Osik Tzar Mitzvah? So the Taz thinks an Osik Tzar Mitzvah is only an honest. And he said, look, it's not like Oneg is Potter, even if he's sitting around, like he's not allowed to. Here, it's only to be current. That's on us. And the Drisha obviously holds like the Shabbos. And but as a guest, also everything is not on us. Also, the Tzarki Atzmal might be on us. But also, the Tzarki Tzibur is a mitzvah to be also the Tzarki Tzibur. And therefore, they're also Potter Legamri, the Jota Shlomo, we pass like the Drisha. Again, that's a side point to Hilchos Aninos. One other fascinating detail is a big machlokas here is this really ties in even to. Some of the discussions indirectly that are morning Seder from Shuki Baroi. What if someone was onus in part of the time and not onus the other part of the time? Or in this case, more potter part of the time, not potter the other half of the time. Said the Dogma Rebbe here, quote in the Piskei Tshuva, very controversial Dogma Rebbe, quote in the Piskei Tshuva, Sif Katan in. Yud Ches. Here he quotes in Eshel Avraham, and he quotes a Shuvat Tzatzim Dogma Rebbe. It's also printed on the side of our Gemara. Our Shapanash Dogma Rebbe. Fascinating question. What if the mace died at 10 p.m. And he was, hey, I don't know, he's planning to go to 11 o'clock Marv, right? He certainly didn't do anything wrong. You're allowed to plan to go to 11 o'clock Marv. The mace died at 10 p.m. So he was potter from 10 p.m. till Alos for Marv. But he was chayv in Marv until 10 p.m. He just didn't realize that there was any rush. So he didn't do it. So what if he wasn't potter the whole Zman, he was only potter the end of the Zman? Do we say he's chayim tashlumin because, after all, until 10 p.m. he could have davened, he didn't do anything wrong. He didn't even know his father would die. Until 10 p.m. he could have davened, so he's chayim tashlumin because of the first half of the night? Or do we say, no, everything goes by the end? The end is when you really chayim your last chance. If he was potter at the end, he's potter. Okay, that's misvara. I'm not sure how I would know. This is a very fascinating question, which is, what about if he was chayav b'tchilas hazman u'pater b'sof hazman? That's actually a fairly common case in Eretz Yisrael. Not in America. In America, usually it's many tfilos till you do the burial, so it doesn't matter. Like, even if he was chayav in the beginning of Arev and pater at the end of Arev, by the time they bury him, it's like 2 days from now Shachar, so it's too late for the shulman anyway. But in Eretz Yisrael, when they bury him very soon, that's not such a crazy scenario. Let's say the mace dies at 7 in the morning. Often they'll bury at 5 in the afternoon. So here we say for Shacharis, he didn't die with Shacharis before 7 a.m. But he could have. So he wasn't punched with the whole Shacharis. He was only punched with the end of Shacharis. And then they bury at 5 p.m. and still the sun's up. Does he just bloom in on Shacharis or not? Not such a crazy scenario. It could also come with the also mitzvah punched with the mitzvah kind of cases. Right? All of a sudden he had some tremendous, not personally, but mitzvah need came up, which prevented him from davening. Also, the Tzarek Tzibur prevented him from davening, but he could have davened earlier, he just didn't know there was a rush. So, what about this case? Do we go by the end, or do we go by the whole time? The whole time there's a chiyuv from his part of it. But no, the ikar is the end. So here says the Dogon Lirvava, quoted at the end of Sukkot and Yud Ches. Here he quotes many Rishonim. He quotes the Shuvas Beis David that there's no Tashlumin because we go by the last minute. And it seems to be that that's how the Ish Lavram, oh, okay, it goes to Maharan, Maharan Asayel, etc. So the Beis David says that there's no Chiv Tashlumin. And the Maharam Asayel, I'm not sure what that is, says there is a Chiv Tashlumin. All of this is in the Eshel Avraham. And then he quotes Nehad, the Dog of Erbava. Let's put two names from the Pesach Tshuva, the two most famous names. Says the Beis David, says the Beis David, he is Patur Mitashlumin. Because we go by the end. Says the Dagul Mervava. He's Chayav B'Tashlumin. Because we go by the whole time. And the whole time, he's the Chayav Aschal. And the Chayav Aschal is Chal. The Maisa, that's a big Machlok Saposkin. Ad Hayom Azeh, the Orcha Shulchan, right here. I don't remember which Seif it is, but it's right here where it's expected. Paskins that he is Pater Mitashlumin. Here we can add the Aruch HaShulchan. The Mishnah Brura Paskins he's Chayim Tashlumin. The Mishnah Brura Paskins like the Dong Merbaba. Says the Mishnah Brura, Simon Ayin Aleph, which is the main simon of this. Sivkat and Dalid says, very long, let me see if I can find it. Okay, that is like the Dagur Merbava says, the Mishnah Brura, Ayin Aleph Dalid, and most poskim agree with the Dagur Merbava and the Mishnah Brura. So interestingly, again, in America, usually stolen passes that don't have communities, it's too late for Tashlumin. You go to Tashlumin in the next Tila. But in Eretz Yisrael, or if this would come up in a mitzvah context of the Drisha and Nokudus Agassef, we pass like the Dagur Merbava. If there was a chiyuv at the beginning and a patur at the end, we don't go only by the end, we go by the whole time, and there's a chiyuv Tashlumin. Okay, where does this get fascinating? At the end of the Sif. The famous Machloksi, the Maharam of Rutenberg, and his Talmud, the Rush. Ulanian Abdullah. What does this fellow do for Abdullah? Does he have to be, if he's part of Abdullah Saturday night, he doesn't have to be Mashlim. Nonetheless, there's a Shavanarch. Yabdil Acher, she you cover Hamas. He still has to make up the Havdalah. Why does he have to? Why does he have to make up the Havdalah? So this is a famous machlokas between the Maharam Mirutenberg and the Rush. The Maharam says you have to say Havdalah. And the Rush said no. The Rush makes sense. There's no chiyuv tashlumin. What's the svar of the Maharam? So, you know, it's not Tashlumin. This is the Iker Zman. Meaning, when you miss the Zman, you don't have to be Mashlin. But when it's still the Iker Zman, of course, Chayv. And basically, here's where it gets Gishmak. Here's where you get a Chakira at every single mitzvah in the Torah comes up in the Echron here. What's the Iker Zman? What's Tashlumin? For Tfilin, obvious. The Iker Zman is the Iker Zman, and the next Tfilin is Tashlumin. That's Pasha. But every other case, we basically have to ask, in every other case, basically, is the later time a tashlumin, in which case the onen is not mashlim, or the ikersman, so he is chayav after kura. Right, that's basically the hakira and everything. So that's one example. One example is the one that is Havdalah. Havdalah, who says it's Tashlumin? That's the Rush, who says Potter. And who says it's the Iker Zman? That's the Maharam, who says Chayav. And we Paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, like the Maharam. Until when is the Iker Zman? Then as the Kilim say, till Yom Shlishi, till Tuesday sunset. Okay, what are some other cases that come up in the Achronim here? Basically, just there's no limit to how many cases come up in the Achronim here. One example in the Pesach Tshuva deals with it in Sif Katan actually, this comes up a little earlier in Sifkatan. Hey, how about Bifrus Almaso? What if he ate when he was an Onain and he's still full after the burial? Right? Is that the Ikersman? Because really the bracha is on being full? Or is that the Tashlumen? Really the Chiyuv is for when there's a Maisa Achila. It's just Tashlumen until he's full. I mean, really, this never ends. What does he quote from here? The Chachmas Adam says he still has the bench because the Ikersman. And likewise said the Nesivos in his instructions on the Siddur, which is called Derech HaChayim. And I believe the Gesher Chaim says the same thing. It's a big chiddush. I would have thought, no, v'yachalta, I guess more v'yachalta v'savata, or v'yachalta v'yachta v'savata v'yachta. You might have thought v'yachalta v'yachta, but there's tashlumen until you're hungry again. No, apparently it's v'yachalta v'savata v'yachta. As long as he's saveya, he's still at the bench. And I think the Gesher Chaim agrees with that. And I think that is the accepted psak. I think that's the accepted psak. So what about Birkas HaMazon?
Where's that Gesher Chaim?
It should be right here. Perek Yud Ches. Chelek. Beis. Halacha in Gimel. Im Akal Kodesh Nikbar Ameis, etc. Mevorek Birkas Hamazon. Ah, Mashapikbiku Alzeiz Achronim. It's not true because it's a different lumnus. Okay, this, I'm telling you, this like this sip is a very important lumnus for everything else in Kol Torah Kula. So here, what do we say? We say like the, who did we just quote? We quote a lot of very, very chashuv names, right? Chachmas Adam. We'll call Dalad Ches the Derech HaChaim. That's the Nesivos. You can even find at least an old Siddur that had like Dalad Ches sometimes, some instructions like before Eretz Gol, they had Derech HaChaim, or for that matter, Chabadniks had the Siddur of the Alter Rebbe, who had instructions. The Derech HaChaim, the Gesher HaChaim, etc., all say Chayav, even though some Achronim, you know, Mitzas Achronim disagreed. But we paskin that you are chayiv in that lashon.
You shouldn't bench right there after the Purim. Go back to where he was, where he ate.
I mean, that depends on, theoretically, yes. But that also depends on whether he can make it back there before it's Nesakil, etc. You know, so we generally paskin that the Shas Adchak, if you have no choice and it wasn't bemazed, then you can bench someplace else, even though, you know, we don't like it. So, another, what about if you went to the bathroom? Asher Yotzer. What if you went to the bathroom and then he still doesn't have to go to the bathroom after the kvura? Right? Do you say, well, the bracha's on the fact that now he's relieved and he's still relieved? You say, no, the bracha's on going to the bathroom. All of these are fascinating questions. What does he say here? Being gay, birch Asher Yotzer, he brings a machlokas, right? Maybe brings a machlokas here also. He says, Kasav Od, meaning the Derech HaChaim of the Nesivas, that he has to say Asher Yotzer. But that's not so posh. The Gesher HaChaim, he quotes that the Birka Yosef says not, and he's misopic about it. I think the meaning is not to. Safi Brachos Lahakel, what about Asher Yotzer? So Asher Yotzer, here you have the same Derech HaChaim of the Nesivas says Chayav, the Birka Yosef says Potter. Lamaisa, I think the minig is Potter. I think I saw him Simcha Ben Koni said Potter, if I recall correctly. And Safik Brachos Lahakel. Again, it's not because of Mazel, which is Shasta Raisa. So for sure, we'd say Safik Brachos Lahakel. Just what are some other, again, we could go through everything in the world. Let's just mention one or two other things. What about Asher Yotzer Eschem Badin? Anyone who goes to the Kfura has to say the Bracha on Beis HaKfaros, right? When you see a Jewish Beis HaKfaros, you say a Bracha, right? Often there's a big sign there. Asher Yotzer Eschem Badin. Right, the Zan Chokel Eschem Badin, and this Eschem Badin, Yodin Fakuchem Badin, Yosel Yoschem Badin, Bracha Tashem Chayim Mason. It's a real bracha. It's a real part of Orthodox Judaism. Baruch Hashem, okay, I guess people don't go to cemeteries so much. Anyway, so what about the bracha on the cemetery? So the Gesher HaChaim says, no, the bracha on the cemetery, is only how when he first sees the cemetery. After that, it's only Tashlumen. The guest are chayim. So again, not being confused with Asher Yotzer. Asher Yotzer is ha'adam, or Asher Yotzer is ha'adam b'chachma. Once we're being medayik. What about Asher Yotzer eschem badin? I'm probably forgetting some. But Saz said the guest are chayim. No, he says. I haven't seen everyone else talk about it. He said he's potter. There, the chiyum is chalony, and first season the cemetery and everything else tashlumin. So he's potter.
In general, how long does one have to make that bracha?
If you haven't been in the cemetery in 30 days.
Being
no, it's seeing the graves.
The person sees the cemetery, and the 29 days later, you can still make the bracha.
Oh no, sorry. So how long do you have to make that bracha? That is a great question. How long do you have to make that bracha?
Is there like a dinner tashlumin?
I don't recall anything offhand, but l'chora only when they're still in the cemetery. L'chora only when they're still in the cemetery, which might make you think not like the Yeshua Chaim. L'chora only when they're still there. But the Yeshua Chaim says, nonetheless, that's considered touch to them, and they should have made it when they saw originally.
Taking the bus past Charter, so it wouldn't count as being able to sit up. So you have to go in.
I please excuse my amaratus. I've never taken the bus past, or I don't recall taking the bus past Har Herzl. It depends if you see the graves or not. I mean, it depends on the graves, not like what's legally like defined as you know, green space cemetery. If you see the graves, then you have to make the bracha, and if you take the bus often, then you never have to make the bracha in any cemetery, because you see graves every 30 days. If you don't see the graves, even though you know it's a Har Herzl, which is a cemetery, and you see a place called the cemetery, that doesn't count. It only counts if you see the graves. I'm sure you know better than I do if you see the graves. I've been told by people who commute to the Merkaz that often they every day see the graves on Har Menuchot. So someone who every day sees the graves on Har Menuchot, or the son of Malia Jemim, every time he comes into July, he sees Har Adesa. So he comes, basically, Tom Shvai is the only place to go anywhere from Mali and the Mim, that's the first step. So basically, whenever he leaves home, he sees Haraz Asim, so he never says this bracha. I don't commute past cemeteries, so when I go to funerals, if I haven't been in a month, then I have to say that bracha.
You haven't been at death?
No, any cemetery, any Jewish graves, only Jewish. Any Jewish graves. Right, like if you're a pulpit rabbi, you'll never say this bracha. Because, you know, you're always going to a cemetery, to go to a funeral somewhere. So Baruch Hashem, I prefer when I can say this bracha, because that means that I'm not going to too many funerals. Okay, bye. Maybe one other issue that I will bring up is the Pesachei Tshuva in Yud Zayin discusses. What about, first of all, the whole discussion of, what about if the mace is buried after 4 hours of the day before noon? What parts can you say, what parts can you not say? For better or for worse, it's a clear minhag in the, not only in the Haredi felt, I think in all felts nowadays, that there's a clear minhag olam for regular people to say the full chakras until Chatzos. Many people have started to view this lechatchila in all parts of Orthodox Judaism, from the furthest one way to the furthest the other way. Lemaisa, so all the discussions, Lemaisa, we have a clear minhag olam nowadays, you're allowed to say Birkas Kriyashma till Chatzos, you're allowed to say Birkas HaShachar till Chatzos. So that's not such a nafkamina. The nafkamina is, what if the burial was in the afternoon? So what's the issue? Shachris, avada de no tashlum, and that's the ratio of the Shulchan Aruch. Birkas Kriyashma, Kriyashma shal Shachris, avada, there's nothing to talk about because there's never such thing as tashlumin for Birkas Kriya Shema after Chatzos. It's a stretch that our minhag olam is even to do it until Chatzos, but okay, it's a very strong minhag olam, again, from Englewood to Bnei Brak. Especially in Bnei Brak. What? It's a minority sheet, which is beyond the minhag, who am I to argue? And also, like, it's hard for me to criticize because it's hard for me to put myself. I'll tell that Shdilim Komo. It's hard for me to put myself in the headspace of, you know, religious, very religious people who think that in any case, one should sleep so late or in the morning. I just, you know, they obviously have something going on that I don't understand, so I don't want to judge them because, you know, I can't understand what would possibly cause someone to sleep till 11 a.m. Yud Zayin he discusses what parts of tefillah can you not have tashlumin? Can you me'ikr didn't say all day, and what parts can you me'ikr didn't only say in the morning? And again, this is enough to be also for, you know, any Torah Shraga guy who just wakes up at 1 p.m. Right? What parts of tefillah can he say? What parts of tefillah can't he say? So he knows Kriya Shema Birkas Seha, no chance. So here he discusses what about some of the other things? How about Birkas Shachar? How about Birkas HaShachar? Is the Iker's man of Birkas HaShachar all day? Or no? The name, I mean, there's not an official halachic name. It's just the name of the poskim is the Birkas HaShachar implies that it's the Shachar and it's only Tashlumin the rest of the day. So he says, okay, the Brachman Kadesh Shachar is only Bzman Kriyashma. But what about Birkas HaShachar? Birkas HaShachar is the big question. What about Birkas HaShachar? So here he says that again, this is like Ma'isim Choyom. Often someone has a funeral in the afternoon and the Avil's very firm fellow wants to know exactly what should I say, exactly what should he not say. He shouldn't say Tashlum for Shachars and he shouldn't say Kriyas Rav Erech Hoseha. That's Pashat. Should he make up the Birkas HaShachar? It says Birkas HaShachar Kosim Magin Avraham Lo Yomar Kevin Shibshas Chavas Aya Pater. Nope, Birkas HaShachar after the morning is only Tashlumin. And he shouldn't say the Ikar Birkas HaShachar is when you get up in the morning and you experience all these things. Afterwards, it's only a tashlumin. What does he continue though?
The guy who wakes up that late, you know, I mean, the guy according to Mani Avraham. It doesn't apply to Avraham because it's a tashlum to the father. When the guy just like the one, he was for five then. Did you say it now?
I guess l'chora, yes. Anyway, said the Mishnah Berurah to the Ayin Aleph Siv Katan Dalid. He says here, what is he paskin? This is also the Yeshua Chaim paskin. Says, what should he do about Birkas HaShachar? It's a big machlokas. But he says here, here he agrees. He says that, and he says, I'm Biralaka. If the mace only died at 7 a.m., then he should make up Birkas HaShachar. So it's kind of in the beginning, we pass like Dog Merbal. But in the case of the mace died at night, and the burial was in the afternoon, then he says, don't place here. I know what he says, I'm just looking for it. He should only say three of the Birkas HaShachar. Here we are. Those end up through the morning. What is Shalosani Goyim do the morning? I know some of the Venus do the morning, right? All the other Roka Artsalamayan, Zokit Kafufim, Ibrahim, those all have to do with getting up in the morning. But Shalosani, that has nothing to do with the morning, it's just whenever it's opportunity, like it's Birkas HaTorah, because the Torah is not with the morning. So what do we say about Birkas HaShachar when it comes to Birkas HaShachar, what's the Achra, the Mishnah Berurah, based on the Derech Chaim of the Nesivos. This is the Mishnah Berurah, Ayin Aleph, which is a very long one, that's as far as you find things. He says, when it comes to most of the brachos, he's potter, it's just Hashlumin. But when it comes to Shelo Asani Vechuli and Birkas HaTorah, those, the Iker's man is all day long. It's not Tashlumin. The Iker's man of Torah is all day long. The Iker's man of not being who you are to being who you are is all day long. Only, obviously, El Kind of Shemesh and Satami has to do with the morning. You know, since Zechariah Bin has to do with the morning, well, the other ones, those who go with Gordon, those who go tomorrow, all those have to do with the morning. But these ones are not really in the Gemara. They're not even connected, right? The same Gemara lists all the Birkas HaShachar, and a different Gemara has Shulah Sani going, etc. And a different Gemara is Birkas HaTorah. Okay, that's maybe enough for this. I'm sure there are other nafkaminas as well. Basically, if you're ever misupik, you're ever doing lumbus, and you want to know what's the real zman of something and what's not the real zman of something, then just look for the poskim and see what they say about an oni. Okay, let's go back to Gimel, which will get us back to the Hagdara of who's called Mason with the Lefana, more similar to the time of the Rosh Hashanah. who's called, not one of the kinim of Mason Mutal Lefanav, but who's called Mason Mutal Lefanav and who isn't. Gimel, Makam Shanogim Shekatofim Yuchadim Latzot HaMeisim. The Makam and the Minig is there are special pallbearers to carry the mace. And after the krovim take care of all the needs, they give them over to the chevra kadisha. We call this now the chevra kadisha. You give over the body to the chevra kadisha, and they take care of everything. And they take care of the kvura. Once they hand the body over to the chevra kadisha, they are now mutter in basar v'yayin. Afilu kodem shotiu me'abayis. Even if the mace is still in the house. Why should showing a mutal lane? It's a main. Remember, mutal of things not geographically in front of them. Remember, everyone agrees from 6,000 miles away, and I'm the only one who cares. Then that's called Mason Mutal Fana, right? The guy's father died in Russia, and he was the only one in the world who cared. Of course, Mason Mutal Fana is 6,000 miles away. And conversely, even if he's right in front of him, 2 inches away, if you already hand him over to Chevra Kadisha, now he has no achrayus anymore. He's done. Once you have no achrayus, that's not called Mason Mutal Fana, but the Henter Basar V'Yayin, and etc. That is a Mefurish Yerushalmi, right? It should say someplace here, Bergola Yerushalmi.
Wasn't clear to us that, sorry to see my name before, that even if we're not here, he's not Mason Mutal Fana.
Again, obviously. He still can't drink Basar V'Yayin in front of the mace. He can't eat anything in front of the mace, but he can, even the mace in the house, he can go into, he can go into another room, close the door, and have Basar V'Yayin. It's not called Mason with Lofanav. But here we have a big machlokas in the Pesachei Tshuva here between the Chachmas Adam and the Noda Bihuda. Sif Katan Chaf Aleph. Did he quote the Chachmas Adam or only Noda Bihuda? With Sefer Chachmas Adam, it's Ram Aleihem. Well, the minhag was, everyone knows what the minhag is. Everyone who's ever been, any death in your family, etc., even after you, right away we give the body to the Chevra Kadisha nowadays, right? The mace goes to the hospital, signs a piece of paper, and the body goes to the Chevra Kadisha. And everyone's still an O-name until the funeral. No one keeps the Sif in Shulchan Aruch. So said the Chachmas Adam, he said, I'm angry, it's Ram Aleihem. How come no one keeps the Sif in Shulchan Aruch? It's inexcusable that no one keeps the Sif in Shulchan Aruch. It's terrible. Chachmas Adam was against. But the Noda Bihuda says, no, there's a good reason why no one keeps the Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Because they weren't reading the case properly. The case is, you give it to the Chevra Kadisha, again, they didn't have the word Chevra Kadisha then, and Behe Katofim, Behein Yikbaru, says the Noda Bihuda, no. That means you give it to them, and they bury the mace without you. If you've given them the mace and they bury the mace without you, that's when the Yerushalmi in the Shulchan Aruch says you're not an O-name. Because you're no longer involved in burying the mace without you. I'm sure some people do this. Sometimes they probably send the mace to Eretz Yisrael, and sometimes no one goes with them. Okay, you say you take care of it. I paid someone a lot of money. They're going to take care of the burial. Now, that's what, but if you give it the Chevra Kadisha, and they handle all the arrangements, but you're still with them. You still go to the funeral. You still accompany the mace to the kever, and you're still participating, even though the Chevra Kadisha is capable of taking care of it. As long as you're still participating, that's not the case of the Shulchan Aruch, and that's still called Meso Mutal Fano. And that's why he says nowadays, why is everyone still considering themselves an O-Nay? Because they all go to the funeral. And that's not the case of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi is the case when they didn't go to the funeral. Why didn't they go to the funeral? I don't know. Maybe there were reasons. In Corona, sometimes, I think usually they let the Krovim go to the funeral, but I'm not sure. It could be that sometimes that the Krovim mamish, the Krovim, just handed the body over and they said, sorry, we'll just take care of it without you. What? That might be more like the next if even. Anyway, halacha lemaisa, there is some debate in the Yesher HaChayim, and Masbura lekatafim. The Yud Ches Aleph Vav. No, Maybe that's not where I meant to read. What does he say? He says in Yurchet Days of Days, he says, if you really hand it off to Chevron Kadisha, even though we keep being an onain, still, like, you shouldn't miss davening for it. Because really, I guess he's leaning towards the Chachmas Adam. But Lemaisa, it's not the Minig. The Minig is Legamre, like the Nun Yehuda, to say that as long as someone's going to the Levaya, they are still considered owning even after they hand them over to the Katafen. The Minig owns 100% like the Nun Yehuda. Okay, so Geshra Chayim in Yurches Beis Chabez makes a pshara. He says, yeah, you're still an Onein, but don't miss out on it. Don't like Mivakal Mitzvahs for it. Like, there's a mitzvah, time is coming, then do the mitzvah. So he's saying, like, you know, be an Onein in the Chumrah, but don't, you know, be an Onein in the Ikra Din. However, our Minhag Olam is like the Nun Yehuda. It's a very established Minhag Olam that we're considered to be an Onein Gomer. As long as you're going to the Levaya, here's where Shechter wrote that there were, if there's some place when they wouldn't let you go to Levaya, then in a Hanami, he would not be an Onein. And then he says, what if you're going to go to Levaya on Zoom? So he's, he says, just the Zoom, he wasn't sure about Pashtos. If there's nothing to do, he says, yes, let's stop it. It sounds like if all you're doing is going on Zoom, then you're not an Onein anymore, even though he didn't say the Vada.
In a regular case, he's like,
no, like the Nevi Yudah.
If you're not going to go to the funeral rites, if you're...
Yes, everyone agrees you're not going to go to the funeral. That's... Well, so like if you are going to the funeral. Right, remember? Nimtzer lekatafen. If eino holeich im hameis, then for sure pasak animus. What if holeich im hameis? That's when the Chachmas Adam says that pasak animus. And the Noda Behuda says that he's still an Onein. And that, to the Minhag Olam, is like the Noda Behuda. What if he's only going to attend on Zoom? So if he's going to attend on Zoom, Axel has a lot of things to take care of, and that's one thing. Plus, he's still an Onein, Shepard says. But he's only going to attend on Zoom. He's a little stuff, but the simple shot is if he's only going to attend on Zoom, then he is.
But he's not like. Going to have to like take care of things, then he's not an Onein anymore.
What about like the other factors? Or you figure out who's going to come, inviting people. They're not going. So
Shechter says here, if you're nimble and toughen, but you still have to like, it's funny. Like there's all these new shadows. What if you still have to call everyone and tell them to come to the Zoom? Right. Interesting question. Or Shechter deals with this, I think. So he says, yes, even if it's nimso lekatofim, if you still have things to do on the phone, then that would be still an onein olav. So we'll add this part again. The Yehuda could not have imagined this. Once you're mostly like a coffee, you're mostly like a coffee. Who didn't even have a telegraph. But after a chapter, very logically, question, where to draw the line? Lachor just passive, you know, watching something. I don't think we're making so Onein, but Aval, him, Adayin, Yeshlo, Achrayut, Le, Hodia, Bechuli, the telephone or social media, then he's still called an Onein until the Kfura. So again, in modern day times, these have become a little subtle. Again, the rule of thumb is Nimshel and Katafim, you give the body to Chevron Kadisha. If you're going to the funeral, you're an Onein. If you're not going to the funeral and you finish every day to be finished, you're not an Onein. What's called finish every day needs to be finished. Okay, that once upon a time just meant you paid the money, you bought the burial plot, you hired the Chevron Kadisha, now it's done. You know, nowadays it gets a little trickier. You know, if you're telling everyone to join the Zoom for Kavanah Meis, then look, are you still an Onein? That's what Shechter says. So you have to, you know, hopefully there's no more COVID, things will be a little more normal.
But even so, there'll still be, you know, for transatlantic funerals, Zooms. So you'll have to use your judgment. Okay. I think that's all I want to say for the Mechaber in Gimel. There is also a, by the way, one important thing in the Shach. Says the Shach Yud Gimel, Afish Lochol Adayin Ha'avelos. Aninus doesn't have to end specifically before Avelos starts. It's not necessarily Toli Ha'avaha. It's usually the same time, but it's not necessarily Toli Ha'avaha. Avelos is generally, here we'll have to, you know, get a little tricky, but Avelos is generally after Shemus HaGolel. When we get to Avelos, we'll see when Avelos starts. Aninus is when it's Mason with Lefanav, usually those go together, but not necessarily all these classes. The Chachmas Adonis says, even if you're going to the funeral, Aninus stops. The event of Avelos doesn't start until after burial. Okay, but for now, we'll focus on Aninus. Then we have this case in the Rambam. What if you're traveling with the mace from city to city? Like you're on the plane to Israel, right? In the old days, they would travel a lot further. It's traveling called mutal afanav or not. Here it's a tricky thing, because like, if you're traveling, you're still taking a prior to the mace. But you know, it's such a long journey at a certain point. Is that really called mutal afanav? I would have no idea. You know, basically, I don't think anyone has any idea how to logically prove what's called mutal afanav, what isn't. Lamais of Masora, there, Rabbi Yona is quoting a number of Rishonin, that it depends how long it is. If it's like 2 days long, then that's makia the mason mutal afanav. It's just too long. If it's only 1 day long, that's still called mason mutal afanav. Okay, how did that affect us nowadays? To the best of my knowledge, nowadays, no one travels for 2 days or only even 1 day. The most people travel is on a plane to Eretz Yisrael, which is only half a day. So according to this, if someone is traveling, right, this often happens. Someone dies in America, and their relatives fly with him, certainly pre-COVID, often. The relatives often fly with the body to Eretz Yisrael for the tour in Eretz Yisrael. So what if someone's flying to Eretz Yisrael with the body? Again, not if someone says, you know, clearly, The kids of the Nifter fly, the Nifter is 9 years old, the kids fly Eretz over the body, and the sifters of the Nifter are very old and, you know, they're not really on top of things, and so they're not flying Eretz over the body. So, as soon as they're most of the Katafim, their Aninus would end. But how would we all fly to Israel? So the simple shot is, and I think this is the Minhag Olam, is that since the airplane travel is less than a day long, then they're still owning them. And I think that's the standard minhag olam that on the airplane, they keep aninus. This is very controversial. Why is it controversial? Because of Sif Dalet. Someone's in jail, or the mace is in jail, they're not aninus, because it's not mutal afanav, they can't do anything. Maybe an airplane is like being in jail. Maybe an airplane is different than the case of the Ramah. The Ramah, how did you travel? You traveled with a boat, you traveled with a wagon, however else you do, whatever clever things you came up with. There you have access to the body. Right? In the days of the Ramah, there was access to the body of the Niftar, right? You could keep an eye on it, you could check on it, etc. Over here, when you're in an airplane, maybe it's like the body's in jail and you're in jail. You're in jail, you can't get out of the passenger cabin and go anywhere else. And the body's in jail, it can't get out of the cargo hold or go anywhere else. Only till it lands, right? But maybe this is more like the case of being in jail, because they never had a means of transportation like this before, when there was no heter whatsoever for any connection between the cargo portion of the plane and the passenger portion of the plane. So maybe a plane is different. Maybe a plane is mafkia mesovot lefanav because there's a jail. This is a big machlokas nowadays. They quote that Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, a plane nowadays, that's like jail. That's not Mason with Lefanav. On the plane, he's not an Oni. And Merhol Yashu says, no, he's still an Oni on the plane. What do you mean he's on the plane with the body? We don't care whether every minute he can go check or not. We care about him transporting the body. Here he's transporting the body. It doesn't matter that for 11 hours, you know, for some technical reason, you're not allowed to depressurize the compartment. or whatever it is that would happen. That's still called Mesa with Lufanav. This is a big machlokes ad hayom hazeh. Is that called Mesa with Lufanav? Is it not called Mesa with Lufanav on a plane? Very, very unclear. Lemaisa, the Minhag HaOlam is that a plane is called Mesa with Lufanav. I'm pretty sure that's the.
Why not according to the Ramayan Gimel, where it says in Makom Rachok, from Malach Shnei Mutal, you could say on the plane, it's Makom Rachok, he's going from Australia to Israel.
The Lachora Rachok means how long it takes, not how long it would take if you walked. Simple shot.
If people who end up like on these flights, if they're flying themselves, and need somebody to offer them meal first, not to be able to eat. So, this week, right?
No, everyone agrees you don't start a bagels. Everyone agrees you don't start a bagels. It's not just whether you're meninos. Everyone agrees you don't start a bagels. So, it's that everyone agrees you don't start counting the shoes you made of bagels. That's clear. How did you start a bagels? You're on the way to the burial. The question is just whether it's the laninos. Again, laninos could end before a bagel starts. That's the idea of the Nimshalakatafim of the Yerushalmi. That aninus can end before Bela starts. It's usually Tali Habaha, but not necessarily. Anyway, Lemaisa, this is a big machlokes. I'm pretty sure the Minhag HaOlam, from the stories I've heard, from people I know, is that, I want to find a quote of Rav Yashiv, but I don't remember in what book I saw it. Okay, it was definitely someplace, obviously not in the Gesher Chaim. Maybe it'll come to me. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Minhag HaOlam is the pater. I think Rav Simcha Ben Cohen says there that, well, maybe we can make a pshara like that other Mishnah Berurah and say he's pater, but if he wants to say brachos and daven, that he can, because of Mitzarek, that her Shol is Amen. He's not an onen, and even if he is an onen, according to Rashi, he could still do mitzvos, even though that's not the main issue for the paskin. So again, the Minhag HaOlam in the plane. Nowadays, the truth is you could buy Wi-Fi on the airplane and still be osek in the funeral. So if someone's be osek in the funeral, then there's nothing to talk about. That's only 10 years ago you couldn't do that. Nowadays you can. And maybe you can't do it. I bet you can do it with all airlines nowadays, but I don't know. I'm not sure. Maybe some old things you can't. Anyway, if you're on your Wi-Fi and you're being osek in the kfura, then I think it is then it's pashut. But in a stam case, then that is a big machlokas. Lemaisa. The Minhag HaOlam practice aninus even on the plane. The Minhag HaOlam people daven on a plane. They have an excuse not to be tzarif to those minyanim that are very questionable. They don't make brachos on the plane. However, in Ireland and Daiki, that if someone wanted to daven make brachos, they can make a pshara. But certainly they shouldn't eat meat on the plane or drink wine. I guess those are the two things that one could do on a plane.
According to Joel Mazaman, does the Aninus kick back in when they get off the plane?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Correct. If they put you in jail, then you sit in jail, you can go in and out. Correct. You can go back and forth. It makes it most real fun of. Again, even in shower, he's an inch of Katafim, and all of a sudden, all the Katafim die. So then the Aninus will kick back in. Or, ran away. Something more pleasant. Someone gave them all $1 million, and they all ran away to the Bahamas. So then they would kick back in. So that's the plane, but I think the Minhag HaOlam is like where they quote from Rav Yashiv this Ramah, just take the Ramah across the board. If it's less than 2 days, then it's still considered to be aninus. Even though the Rav Shlomo Zalman says planes are different because they're like jail. Once we're on the topic of jail, let's go to Sephdalid. Misha may spit fisla and need lakfura. If the guy died in jail, okay, who died in jail? Who's often quoted in Hilchos Avelos? The Maharam Rimmer died in jail, right? The Lonita Lekvura, and the government did not let them bury him. Lo chalakor maninos. There's no aninos because not me someone to lefana. There's nothing they could do. The gam avelos lo chalaleim kevishol shashmukor. Also not avelos. They're neither onan nor avelim. They're nothing. It's not Mesimul to Funnish. There's nothing they could do. They're also not a Balaam. Why? Because the Avelus only takes a place in one of two circumstances. Either they bury or they give up on burial. And here they haven't given up. Like Marmar Rimmer, eventually they buried him. Vechain. Again, this is unfortunately, this is the case even nowadays. There are people, right? Hadar Golden, right? Is that the right name? Right? It was killed in Gaza. And Lonita Lekvura. So there's no Aninus and there's no Avelus because the family hasn't given up. Why would they give up? You never know. And we know they haven't given up. So there's no Aninus and there's no Avelus. Even if the relatives are in jail, there's no Aninus. Why? It's the big Kiddush. Even though theoretically they should be also in the Kvura, but since they can't because they're in jail, therefore there's no Aninus. There's no Aninus if for any reason the it's there, you can't take care of the needs of the funeral. Likewise, someone who's killed on the road or by wild animals or fell in the river, until and they haven't given up on the burial. They're not on the onanim, it's not making some little fun of them, they're also not available, they haven't given up yet. When do you start counting Shiva? From when they give up on burial. Whenever they give up, that's when you start the Avelus, but there's no Aninus because there's no body. Obviously, they find the body, then there'd be only them then until the burial. Says the Shach, okay, there's a lot of technical details here. Says the Shach, there are two reasons why the government might not let you bury, because of anti-Semitism or Zera, or because they want money. The Shach assumes that this case, in the Shach Tesvav, this case is where he can be bribed with money. But if it's because of sinna and not because of money, then the avilus comes right away because then you should give off. Okay, anti-Semitism will never cure. Money you can always compromise with. Okay, but it's lav dafka, really means it depends on the circumstances. Okay, the Pesachei Tshuva has some interesting discussions here. He says, what about places, Noda Behuda? There were places they made Xera. This is a big issue in Jewish history. They have to wait 48 hours before burial, which is against the traditional Jewish minhag. Why did they make that Xera? Not have anti-Semitism, because they were making a mistake and burying too many live people. So there's actually fascinating discussion. Those are into Torah Mada in the Tshuvas for that time period. Maybe the government's right. Maybe we shouldn't bury anyone for 48 hours because how do we know they're really dead? Maybe they're still alive. But on the other hand, we have Masorah. We've been burying right away until now. So obviously we have Masorah that if they look dead, they're dead. All the scientists claim, okay, very interesting. What if we Masorah one way? And all of a sudden scientists claim something else, but that's not our topic. Now he says, what if you have to wait 48 hours before burial? Says there's still aninos because there's a lot of things to take care of. Even if you can't bury yet, that's not the same as being in jail. Because you can't bury yet, but you know in the funeral will be a lot of things to take care of. But I assume, you know, it doesn't mean every second they're busy. It means the Karon, there's things to take care of. And that's, again, Rav Schechter, some of these Corona tshuvas. He says, what about apparently in America someplace? We didn't have this in Eretz Yisrael. We also didn't have any people dying in Eretz Yisrael. In America, sometimes there's a backlog. You would like give the body into the Chevron Kadisha, and they would say, you know, we can't bury for another week, for another 2 weeks, whatever. And as we said, sounds a little wild. But a lot of people died in New York during the corona, especially from people, because they didn't keep the rules. What?
In nursing homes.
And everyone died in nursing homes because there's a lot of negligence there. I mean, the government's always stupid. It just happened to have enough mina, which is very unfortunate. All governments are always stupid. Just sometimes you get lucky. You shouldn't hold it against the government for being stupid. If they weren't stupid, they wouldn't be called the government. But I'm not cynical. Anyway, Kitzer, what does he say? He says these interesting cases. He starts with Pesachei Tshuva. What if there's a delay in the burial for a long time? So again, in America, we also delay the burial for a couple of days. Okay, delaying the burial for a couple of days. We're waiting for this person to arrive, waiting for that, we're waiting for this. That's all like this. It's like, you know, everything from delaying the burial for 2 days in America, not an uncommon thing. They're still considered aninus the whole time. Why? They're delaying for 2 days? Because there's a lot to take care of. It's not like being in jail. There's a lot of things to do, even if they delay the burial. It doesn't mean they're busy every second. It means fundamentally, there's a lot of things to do.
That applies also today when things things take so much less time because technology, etc. Cooking arranges the fire, 2-3 hours.
The minute is that it still applies nowadays. There's still a lot of details. You have to tell people to come to the Levaya, you have to I saw in one of these forums says when you're writing a hesped, that's considered also the needs of the mace. You have to write hespedim, you have to get maspedim, you have to fight over who's going to be masted, who's not going to be masted. There's always what to do. He said sometimes they had, you handed the body in, and then they're like just random, like there's nothing to do now, everything's taken care of, because there's not going to be a big funeral and everything's taken care of. Okay, that might be different. That might be like Nimsula Katafim. You have to, basically Rav Schefter said here is you have to use your judgment. Sometimes there's a case where it's going to be such a long delay. There's so little to do that this Piskei would not apply. But in standard cases in America or in Eretz Yisrael, we usually don't wait that long. But in standard cases in America, even if they wait 2 days, which is very, very normal, they would still be owning the whole time. That's the Piskei Tshuva in Sukkot Nechav Beis. Because there's still what to do. Okay, really, all these other discussions of what they do in the time of that Gzeira, we're not getting into it now, but just the end of that Chaf Beis says, a fascinating question. What if you have a minhag of, they had a place, there's nothing to do with this place where they had this Gzeira. He quotes a Yad Al Yahu. If someone dies Friday afternoon, 3 or 4 hours before Shabbos, and the minhag in that city not to bury late Friday afternoon. Assume the minhag is because they're afraid of Chil Shabbos. The minhag not to bury after 2 p.m. on Friday in that city. Okay, says that he's not an oni. Why? He's like in jail by the minhag. There's nothing he can do. It's like Eino Mutal Olav. It's like in jail. It's like the body's in jail. Okay, and then he also said, but you shouldn't have that minhag. They should bury anyway. But he says that according to what he wrote in the name of the Noda Behuda, that the name of the Yehuda, even if they delay it 48 hours, they're still aninus, then that wouldn't be true, because even though they can't bury it, they're still organizing that needs to be done. So he says, basically, the Yad Elio says that Friday afternoon is a minhag against burial, which he doesn't like the minhag. That's like jail, and then it's not mutal fanav, and he says, no, that's wrong, I'll be the Noda Yehuda, because even though there is no burial, then there's still a lot to take care of because they're going to bury right after Shabbos or whenever exactly they're going to bury. Here it gets interesting in the modern day post. If you look, for example, at the 1 second, where did I want to look? At the Gester HaChayim Yud Ches Aleph Yud, he says, it means be erev Shabbos is not meucher, but ofen shlo yikbaru od be erev Shabbos lo chol aninus gam be erev Shabbos pal mincha mi be od yom ve chule. And he quotes this Yad Al Yahu. He quotes this Yad Al Yahu, and then he says that this is not like Deishin Nodu Yehuda. He argues on Pizzi, who says, according to Nodu Yehuda, he's an Onei. He says, no, this is not exactly the same, because over here, Shani Nido Didan Shenidcha B'Shul Kedusha Shabbos Shalasa Gamatav. No, he says here it's because Shabbos is starting again. I don't know if he says that. He is talking that this is a classic case. Shouldn't only daven mincha, yeah, right, when Shabbos starts, right? Light candles, right? His wife lights candles 18 minutes before Shkia. Should he daven mincha 3 minutes before Shkia? Should he daven mincha on Friday? Do we say no? Like, you know, Yehuda, even though no one's daring anyone 3 minutes before Shia, but still, it's a time of Asak. Do we say no? If it's right before Shabbos, that's already a time when you're mukra from the Asak because of Shabbos. And the Gesher HaChaim is Machria that he should daven mincha right before Shabbos because that's already mukra because Shabbos is Maftia. Even a few minutes before Shabbos, Shabbos is Maftia, the Asak and the Mace, that it's already Shabbos. And it's not a lack of kavanah mace, like the case of the Noda Behuda, to ignore everything else you're doing. 5 minutes before Shabbos, it's supposed to be Shabbos. And therefore, halacha l'maase, the Gesher HaChaim Paskin, that it also says that in the Shmir Shabbos Kol Chasa, Chilek Beis, which deals with the essays, that, okay, right before Shabbos, you should have mincha, that's already mafkia, the avilos.
They really should wait till like Mamashek before Shkia, like 3 minutes before Shkia.
Yeah, I think so. Okay, hey. Kolzman, okay. Hey, we get into a big, big deal, which is, when do Hilchos Avelos kick in? When do Hilchos Avelos kick in? The Rambam writes, very famous Rambam, oh, Mechaber summarizes the Rambam nicely, calls Manchlo Nikbar Ameis until Kvura, Eino Cholosim Inol, he doesn't have sandals, he doesn't have to take off his shoes, Eino Chayim Tibus Aros Kvias Amita. And well, okay, so and he doesn't have to do a Tibus Aros and Kvias Amita, which are the Nihugi Avelos, Aval, he says, basically, what does it sound like? Here, the Mechaber, the truth is, the big Machok is what the Mechaber holds. The Mechaber is not so clear. Let's come back to that in a second. Aval, what does he also do? Also, late shave alishan al gabi mitam afilu kfuya. He can't sit or sleep on a bed even if it's overturned. An avel can sit or sleep on an overturned bed, right? Like a low chair, etc. Nope. He can't sit or sleep on any type of chair or bed. Where does that come from? If you look in Beis Yosef, or you look here in the Baragola, it should say Sham mi braisa de Eber Rabasi. Okay, it's a braisa and Eber Rabasi. I've never seen anyone practice this, right? That during aninos, usually if it's overnight, they sleep in their bed and they sit on chairs during aninos. They don't sit on chairs during avelos, but they sit on chairs during aninos. I've never seen anyone practice this. Lemaisa, all the achron and the Gesher Chaim and everyone else says, but what is that? We're not knowing this. Okay, what does this mean? Maybe because it's an Avol Rabasi and not a Bavli, maybe the Machaber thought we pasken like it, but I mean, really, the Rabban thought we pasken like it, and we think we don't pasken like it. Anyway, the minig is not like this Avol Rabasi that he sits and sleeps normally during Aninus. The Kol Shegein, here is a big controversy, also in Tashra Samita, but he's for sure also in Tashra Samita. Okay, this is the truth is, it depends on the whole Sugya in the beginning of Ksubas. It's a big sugya. It's an onain. Let's assume that an onain, like the Rambam. The Rambam says an onain doesn't keep Hilchos Avelos. You know, Mishimation was the fun of Luchud and Avelos Luchud. An onain doesn't keep Hilchos Avelos. And the Rambam sounds like there's no Hilchos Avelos whatsoever. No Hilchos Avelos whatsoever. However, the Tosos says, and some of the other Rishonim, who does he quote from here? Tervishim Ramban. Okay, we got Tosos and Mordechai Morikatim, Shevi Yishomrim. Okay, Tosos and Mordechai says, still an Isser Pashamita. Why? Tashamita is considered Kalos Rosh for an Oni. You know, to do Rechitza and Sicha and the Ilas Asandal, that's not Kalos Rosh. That might be pleasurable, but you wouldn't say it's such a Kalos Rosh. Tashamita is a big Kalos Rosh for an Onain. Okay, that should be intuitive to us. Why? And therefore, again, the Mechaber is not so clear. The Rambam seems to hold nothing. Let's just put this on the board. One second. We missed Shmuel. See, I'm not as good at this. He knows how to crop and do all kinds of fancy things. Okay, this is a tremendous, tremendous machlokas. What about Nihuge Avelos Bizman Shemetul Mutalopanov? What is the dinner Nihuge Avelos Bizman Shemetul Mutalopanov? Nihuge Avelos Bizman Shemetul Mutalopanov. Says the Rambam, and they also quote the Ritzkias in the Beis Yosef. Mutter doesn't have to keep any dini avails. Avails are only for avails here. It's not avails yet. And he brings right from David HaMelech when his baby died. He got up and he did rechitza and he did sicha. He is mishmeisim mutul fanav. Okay, apparently mishmeisim mutul fanav is mutter. Toso says, and that might be what the Mechaber means. So the Mechaber is ambiguous, it's machlokas. For us Ashkenazim, it doesn't matter. For the Sephardim, it's machlokas, what the Mechaber really held. But that might be what the Mechaber means. He says, Eino chayv atib rosh kiyas mita, etc. Okay, but although he's not 100% clear, but maybe. Let's put this maybe the Mechaber. Then there's a shita of Tosos and the Mordechai, who say he's Aser B'tash B'Shamita. But he's not Aser B'tash B'Shamita because of the Dina Avelos is chal on him.
He's also in Tashmish Amita because it's Kamas Rosh, Mishamesh Lamabu Fun of Mishamish Mitaso. And that is the Psak of the Ramah. That is the Psak of the Ramah. Let's call this the first day of the Ramah. Ramah, Deya, Aleph. But then we have the Shita of the Rabbeinu Peretz among the Ashkenazim and the Ramban among the Sfardim, who say the Yeshom with the Asur Rechitz of Asicha of Simcha of Sheol Shalom Disporus of Imlacha. Asur in all the things that Abel was Asur Abel, Motul Asur Pesach Beso, but he can leave his house. Right? So this is the Shita of the Ramban and Rabbeinu Peretz that says Asur Bechbo. Isuri Avelos. After all Isuri Avelos, except the Atif Zarot, Fiat Hamita, and Chalitza's middle of Sandal, and Yitzhiyami Beso. Right? Except me, Kfiyas Amita, which we don't do anymore nowadays, Atifas Arosh, which we don't do anymore nowadays, right? Chalitzas Minol, taking off shoes, and Mutter Latzeis Mi Beso. And this is the Ramah Deyabez. And the truth is, this is where the Sfarim and Achronim disagree. Even the Machaber never studies Motor Lola Savilos, only in Atif Zarosh, Kfiya Sandita, and Kalitza's middle of Sanda. So there are, it really seems like the Machaber, strangely enough, was not explicitly committing himself. Nonetheless, most Fardim assume like the Machaber meant like the Rambam, but it's funny that the Machaber was not committing himself here. Like, it's funny because you think he should have been clear one way or the other. Most Sfardim assume like the Rambam Lamaisa, but nonetheless the Mechaber is not explicit, and this is the Halacha Lamaisa, at least for Ashkenazim, that we assume all the Dinei Avelos kick in right away, except for some. Why does some of them not kick in? Why do these ones not kick in? What's different about them?
You leave your house to help the maids.
Exactly, these are all because there would be distractions from Asik and the mace. If you had to cover your face, it would be hard to take care of things you need for the mace. If you have to stay home, it would be hard to take care of things. If you couldn't wear shoes, it would be hard to take care of things.
What type of Islima is the lawn in?
Give me a second. Then it would be hard to take care of the mace if you weren't wearing shoes. How would you go to all the places you needed to go? Remember, in those days, they didn't have these other kinds of things that we wear that we don't have to call shoes. What about Kfiya Samita? So the answer is, if you had to distract yourself by being kofal the mitos, we'll see that again, we don't do this, but you have to kofal all the mitos in the house. If you have to distract yourself, like Kfiya Samita, it will distract you from the asek of the mace. Okay, it's a bit of a chiddush, but you know, there are other attempts, but there are tried, but there aren't any other really good explanations, like more lumpish explanations for what the difference is. Seems like the difference is practical, and even Kfiya Samita, it distracts you. If you have to go and overturn 20 beds, that will distract you from being osek in the mace, even if it only distract you a little. Okay, benching will also only distract you a little. So they didn't want to distract you, but not bathing won't distract you. Now, how does not bathing distract you from the mace? How does not, you know, anointing distract you from the mace, etc.? Okay. And we paskin this way. We paskin all the halachos apply even before the Levaya, even though some people think like the Rambam, and Sfardim can't follow the Rambam, Ashkenazim cannot follow the Rambam, we hold that they all apply before the Levaya. What is the pshat? The pshat is that, the pshat seems to be that really, and here's where it comes out a little funny, what is the pshat? The pshat is really the Avelos should apply the man Shemesim to the front of also. Why shouldn't he be sad and show sadness? And you have a sort of Tzedidim. You don't count the Shemesim Avelos, man Shemesim to the front of. It doesn't count as a day. You don't have the key of Avelos. This is what the Rav says. You know, there's key of Avelos and the Isuri Avelos. You don't have the Isuri Avelos, but you do have the key of Avelos. It's more you don't have a key of Avelos because then it would count towards the 7 days. So that's how the Rav explained the Isuri Avelos applying, nothing to do with burial, says the Rav, that
the Isure Avela supply, the Kiyom Avela does not apply. That's why it doesn't count during the 7 days, but it still applies. And what would the Ram and the Ritzkiya say? They would say Avelos doesn't apply whatsoever in any shape, way, shape, or form. Okay, they point out this is very, very terrible for the Rambam, because the Rambam is the one who holds Avelos Yom Rishon as Doraisa. How does he know Avelos Yom Rishon as Doraisa? He compares it to Aninus. He has two Makoros for Avelos Yom Rishon Doraisa. We're willing to discuss that. Those who made it to a Shir. Right, Aninus, that you can't eat kachin that day. And he says, really in the same verse also, he said, if the mitzvah for a kohen to be metame and misabel for a mace, mitzvah Thomas Kohen. So he learned Avelos Doraisa from Thomas Kohen. Kohen is metame and Doraisa, so he obviously misabel Doraisa, even if you're not a kohen. And Aninus, Thomas Kohen is obviously before the burial. It's Allah, the kohen can only metame before the burial. Aninus is even before the burial. So the Rambam learns Avelos Doraisa from Sukkim that are talking about what's to be before the burial. Don't be kachin and be metame. So the Rambam Shitase is exceedingly difficult. Okay, the Rav had one Hesber, which is, I'm usually committed to everything the Rav said, Hesber, so I'm not. The Rav says it must be that the mitzvah of Avelos applies even before burial for the Rambam. Because he learned it from Isser only be kachin, which is before burial, and Thomas Kohen, which is before burial. But what did the Rav say for the Rambam as opposed to the other Rishonim? He made this as famous longest. The Rav said for the Rambam famously that there are no Isurim of Avelos. There's only a Kiyom of Avelos. Avelos is only a Kiyom and not an Isser. It just looks like an Isser, but really it's a Kiyom of having certain experience by refraining from things. But it's not really an Isser, it's really only a Kiyom. And therefore it's a mitzvah say. Avelos only mitzvah say, not an Isser. And therefore, really, he should keep Avelos even before burial. He's pater from mitzvah say, because an onay is pater from mitzvahs. That was the Rambam's part. That really should apply beforehand, according to the Rambam, which is an onay is pater from mitzvah say. And the Rambam had a fancy part that Avelos is not really an Isser, it's really all a mitzvah say. I have a lot of trouble accepting that part of the Rambam, but just because I understand why an onay is pater from all the mitzvahs because of covenant of mace. But it shouldn't be pater from Avelos for the mace. Not covenant of mace, it should be pater from Avelos for the mace. That seems a little strange. Okay, the Rav would say, no, it's be pasuk, everything is covered in mace, because your Ramesh must go for the whole world. Okay, I thought there's much more pasuk has for, I think very well he hinted at this in his shir, you were there. The Rambam holds that there's one mitzvah say about Avelos the first day, but that mitzvah say expressed it in two different ways. Before burial, it expressed itself one way, and after burial, it expresses itself a different way. Before burial, it expresses itself by being osik in the burial. And that's Thomas Kohen. And after burial, when there's no more burial to be osik, there's nothing to do, it expresses itself in showing sadness by refraining from certain things. But maybe, again, here's machlokes to myself and the Rav. It's a bit of a lopsided machlokes. But the Rambam's the only one that makes no sense, because he explicitly says Avelos mitzvah d'oraisa and learns it from before Kfura. So either there should be a veil for Kfura, but you've got tour from mitzvah say, that the Rav, or no, Gufa, that's the point. Since the mitzvah say of Avelos is the same mitzvah say as Thomas Kohenim, then what that means before Kfura, it's like Thomas Kohenim. It's expressed by being osek with the Gufa of the mace. After Kfura, when there's no more Gufa of the mace, you express the same kinom by just being osek in your own Guf to refrain from certain pleasures. But when it's a Gufa of the mace, You're mekayim it by focusing on the guf of the mace. When there's the guf of the mace is buried, you're mekayim by being mitzar your own guf. But there's no need for the key of being mitzar your own guf when the guf of the mace is there, because there's a better way to focus on the mace. That's the way I would read the Rambam. I think that's what Ari Willig said when he came to give a guest here at the last minute. Am I right? Okay, great. I'll please shine made to be up in Dover. That's the famous machlokas here. Lemaisa, though, we paskin, the Isser starts right away. A lot of people don't know that, but we still paskin that way. At least for Ashkenazim. Yeah, at least for Ashkenazim. Correct. As Sephardim, again, it's very unclear in the Mechaber, but the modern-day Sephardi poskim assume that the Mechaber means we make like the Rambam, even though he does not really say it clearly at all. As we remember in the Piskei Tshuva, he quotes with Sam Sofer, who says that the Mechaber agrees with the Ramah. But nonetheless, the Sephardi poskim are Mako.
Just one important Rabbi Akiva Eger. This is very big. The last Rabbi Akiva Eger in the seventh says, "V'af benimsho lekatofen demotzer bas v'yayin yikol makom idunim v'simcha asar kein kas v'tur v'shem haramban."
Says the Torah, says for Ashkenazim, even when you're not an Onen and you haven't started yet before the burial, this Isser still continues. I mean, the Isser for Ashkenazim, the Rabban Rabbeinu Peretz, is not only while he's an Onen and Pachav Mitzvah and Asar Basav Yayin, it also applies with nimsel katafim. So even if you have a case where he's no longer responsible for the mason, just waiting for the burial, and he's in like some in-between state where he's finished the mason with the lefana but hasn't yet started counting the 7 days of avelos, this iser for Ashkenazim of iser avelos still continues. So basically, even if it's not mutal fun of, the Isra still continues until they shiva, start the shiva, and then finish the shiva. The Isra avelos apply, as long as they mutal fun of, even if they're emotional katafim and not going to the funeral, and they didn't start shiva yet, still, the Isra avelos applies. But it would seem to be a kol shekein, but just in case someone might have thought otherwise, the Isra avelos, let me give you a great example. For Ashkenazim, even if Shlomo Zalman would say, would he say this?
How can you understand Sifhei, not in Salek Kachim?
What?
Lonik Barame. Was it Lonik Barame?
No, it could be when it's Mason with Lufanov. Oh, but you're right. Kolbash Lonik Barame. Should have gone through Kolbash and Zbe. Good. Von is not really our Indian. Hamashamar to make the Afo, Afil Sheino Mato, Potter Mikrishwa, and Komitsu and Rupa Torah, Hayushnaim, Zem, Mishamar, Ve Zekore. This is really just more of an Orchaim, Sim and Ayan Aleph. Again, but this is Allah Chalmaisa nowadays. You have Shmir on a Mace, Mishamar to mate, even though he's not his mate, he's Potter from Krishma, meaning even you're not related, you're just volunteering. You're Potter from Krishma, and etc. If there are two people, then you take turns. This is actually a fascinating machlokas nowadays. Nowadays we have shmira on the mace, but the shmira on the mace is often a little different than the old-fashioned shmira on the mace, because that shmira on the mace, you sat there and you were guarding the mace so that mice wouldn't eat it. Nowadays the shmira on the mace is a little different. Often the mace is in the refrigerated morgue with the door locked, and you can stand outside in the hallway and say to Tehillim, be mishamer the mace. Is that now we still say I'll pick up all and I'll pick in like that's still a kavanah mace, but it's not exactly the same case. It's not exactly the same case because nowadays we're not really guarding the mace so much. That's a big question. Nowadays, so mishamer the mace, are they also potter from all the mitzvahs in the Torah because they're busy being mishamer the mace? And they can't take their mind off the mace. So that is, I haven't seen that discussed so much in the modern poskim. But a simple shot is that it's different nowadays. Nowadays they could sit outside the mace, they could say Krishna, they could do whatever they want. I mean, they don't have to keep an eye on the mace. It's not going to distract them. Also, because of part of the mitzvah. This is a big discussion. It's also a mitzvah, a part of a mitzvah, even if it won't distract him, or only if it will keep him from doing the mitzvah. Anyway, Lamaisa, I haven't checked with the minigas, because I haven't really checked with like these really wonderful teenagers who volunteer and sit outside the morgue and say to Hillel Mishamer and a Mishamer the mace exactly what they do. But nearer that nowadays is a little different. And if they're Mishamer the mace, they can say Kriya Shema, they can do all these things because they're not really guarding anything and they don't have to keep their eyes on the mace to keep the mice away, etc. They're just like doing something, Al Pi Minhag, Al Pi Kabbalah, to, you know, I don't know what they do. Maybe I think the assumption is being Mishamer the mace from the various Shadim, etc. But you can't see them anyway. So, Chora, as long as they're there and they're being from. They're doing, Avodas Hashem, that should keep the shadim away. So, l'chora nowadays, I would be reluctant to say your pater mitzvahs, unless it's real Mishamer Mace, like in the old days. There are still cases like the old days, but that's not, usually we tell you the Shmira, there's someone to volunteer to sit outside the refrigerator and say to Helen.
When you have in America, more often than somebody like a pass away on the end, is the body also already brought usually to?
I mean, what if someone dies in a Shabbos and Yontif and the mace is mamish at home? You're not supposed to bring the mace, the body anywhere in Shabbos and Yontif. They're mamish guarding the mace at home. Then I guess that would be more like that case. You lachordi, mamish have to guard the mace. Again, do we have as many mice at home as they did? I don't know, but I assume that I know that might be different. Then you're right. Then so maybe that would be different.
They put the mace in the room. They close the door.
Yeah, the truth is, because it could be why, because the mice aren't going to come in our houses and eat them, even if not. So I think if you're not really guarding, then I'm not sure I would think that this would still apply. Okay, I said we're going to skip Shin Mem Beis and Shin Mem Gimel. What is Shin Mem Beis? Let me just briefly review. It's a famous sugya in the beginning of Tzubas. Someone who prepared all their chuppah. And all the food is made, and it's a big hefset if they lose the food. And not only that, the father of the chassan died, who's the one who makes the meal, or the mother of Kalabah died, who's the one who makes her up and can't be replaced, there's no replacement for that. Then they have this special kul the Rabbanah made. You put the mace in a cheder, and you do the chuppah, your mafkiah, the aninos, and you do the chuppah, and he's bo'ol b'ilas mitzvah, u'poresh, and then his Shevet Shemei Mishnah are like a Yontif. Yontif is Tocha Velos. So he keeps Shevet Shemei Mishnah and then keeps Shevet Shemei Velos. But since Shevet Shemei Mishnah, there's an Isser of Davar Shevet Sina, he's Usher in Tashmimita for 14 days. And then they need special Shmira to make sure he doesn't go too far and be Mekel. Lamaisa already, the Shach says in the Kudus HaKesef, the Shach says in the Nekudas HaKesef, where's the Nekudas HaKesef? At the end here says, what? Yeah, where is that? Read it to me. Okay, so nowadays we don't basically keep this anymore. Basically, the whole discussion, what is the din of shark grove and lemaisa? And nowadays we don't really practice this anymore, and that's why it's not so halacha lemaisa. Nowadays, if the karov dies, we just push off the wedding. It's a mega locus in the Torah. How long? Push off for 7 days. However, one thing that does come out of this is, but if they got married and then the karov died, then it's their yontif. And once it's their yontif, then it pushes off the shiva till after the shivas you have mishnah, because it's like a rego for them. There's a big machlokas in the Kodesh Gez deals with it. Is only after be'il or even after chola? Fascinating question. Is the full shivas you have mishnah only come through be'ila or even just chola? Nowadays, we assume just chola. We don't ask people what to happen between them, and we just assume the Shavuot and Mishnah. It's not 100% clear. The Kodesh HaGez brings machlok. The modern day posts say, no, nowadays we're machria, that, even though the funny case of the Gemara, there was a Be'ila, that had its own special rule. But Mike's and nowadays in normal cases, we assume once there was a chuppah, whether or not there was a Be'ila, once there was a chuppah, whether or not they were Boel, the Shavuot and Mishnah starts and pushes on the Velos till after the Shavuot and Mishnah. And that's our meaning. Nowadays, they would keep Shever Brachos and then keep, Avelos, even if they hadn't been together yet. The only difference is they've been together once. Remember, Hilchas Nida, they don't need Shmira. They hadn't been together yet, they would need Shmira. I take that back. If they had been together yet, since it wasn't a special kula, even if they hadn't been together yet, since it wasn't a special kula, they would not need Shmira. Okay, forget that. Anyway, Lamaisa, nowadays, let me just say halacha Lamaisa. Once the wedding happens, whether or not there's Be'ilah, we don't have to ask them what they did last night. Now it pushes off a Be'ilah until after the Shever Brachos. And what's the minute? Nowadays, there's a halacha we haven't gotten to yet, but we'll see. It's a funny halacha. In most things in Shas, let's say you don't know something and you don't keep it. What do we call you? A veir b'shogeg or b'onis. Shogeg if you should have known. Onis if there's no way you could have known, right?
That's most things. However, Hilchos Avelos is different. Hilchos Avelos, if someone doesn't know their relative died and they don't keep Avelos, they're not doing an Avera b'shogeg or b'onus. It's heter gomer. Because Hilchos Avelos is one of the few things in the halacha where the chalos is telling on yediyah. It's not that your achrayus is totally on your dia. Everything your achrayus is totally on your dia. If you ain't trade from you, no, we can't call you a basin. Maybe we can't even call you a shogi. But avil is different. The dia is what creates the creates the halos chiyuv, which makes a lot of sense. Think of it. In the old days, someone find out a month later. We don't say, oh, they were reading the vatel avilos b'shogis. They didn't know. No, we say the avilos is chal when they find out.
If it's a shmo krova, the avilos is chal when they.
Or you just more chokah to be able to call for a short time to find out. Halacha l'maaseh, it's holding the dia. So what do people do nowadays? If the chasar kala's relative dies right before the wedding, usually what they do is just make sure no one tells them. If no one tells them, then they don't know. They're not kind of avelus. They go through the wedding and they go to home. And then the next morning when they wake up, then they tell them the relative died. And then the Shivish Yimei Mishteh were already chal, so they can finish the Shivish Yimei Mishteh. And then do the Shivish Yimei, finish the Shivish Yimei Mishteh, and then do the Avelos. That's the Midig nowadays that we don't tell them, and that's actually Heter Gomer. Obviously, in most cases, we would tell someone else Kavod HaMeis, meaning it's still Kavod HaMeis. We want them to know so they can deal with it, etc. But outside of Avelos, it's Heter Gomer to never tell anyone. As a matter of fact, in Europe, they would never tell anyone when the relatives died. An old person, they would never tell any of the relatives died. They would be 120 and think, well, the relatives were still alive at 130. Because no one ever told them. Because Heter Gomer did not tell them not to keep Avelos. Except for the kids who had to stay Kaddish or someone who had to reach the funeral, etc. Nowadays, we live in a different generation. You can't keep secrets so much. But still, if there was an old lady in a nursing home who was, you know, not connected to the world, whatever, not so with it, we just wouldn't tell her. And that wouldn't be an Avera. It would be Heter Gomer. So that's nowadays, we just don't tell them, and then once the Shir's mentioned is chal, it's chal. Okay, Shimon Gimel, mitzvahs.
I may ask, if someone comes and asks you what you do, so you tell them, or sing kupa, that's a beila, that you're supposed to tell us a beila?
No, lo nechnasim,
linyan eme. No, they ask the rabbi, what should I do?
If we're doing what it says here in the Gemara, if we're doing the case in the Shulchan Aruch with the special kula that he knows about, and yet we put the mace in the head, and we have to tell him to do bila, then the bila is then we need to tell him to do bila. But nowadays, we don't use this kula. We just let the chips fall where they may. If he finds out about the death first, he postpones the wedding. If he gets married first, he postpones the shiva. And if their relative dies and he doesn't know, we try not to tell him. Obviously, if it's 2 days, you can't keep the secret. But if that day, it might shalaya. The relative died that day and the wedding's that night, we keep it a big secret from him. We keep it a big secret from him. And in that those cases, what they do is, because the big hefset, etc., they usually keep it a big secret. And they, one or two relatives make an excuse, and the father shows up for the chuppah so as not to give it away. And then, gets called away, for an emergency, and he doesn't know exactly what happened. You work it out. But even we let someone show up to the chuppah in order to fool him so as not to totally shter his chuppah. Lemaisa, we don't shter the chuppah. And then we tell him the next morning, that's what we do. Okay, Shinmim Gimel, that's what we do. Lemaisa for us, we'll pick up Mirtz Hashem on Tuesday. Last year, this amount is Tuesday, with Shin Mem Dalid, Shin Mem Hey. And we'll skip Shin Mem Vav, Shin Mem Zayin, Shin Mem Ches. We'll run through them because there's a few haros, even though Shin Mem Vav, Shin Mem Zayin really not, but Shin Mem Ches, I think will. Okay, so we'll do Shin Mem Dalet, Shin Mem Hey. We should be able to get through those pretty quickly. Shin Mem Ches. I don't know if we'll get to Shin Mem Test, so maybe we'll save that for the next month. Do you continue, Mr. Shem on Tuesday?
Okay, questions in the chat. How to find the Iker's man for Mitzvah Kashi Yotzar, and that's the Machlokes. Well, Lamaisa, we say Savi Ro Lahach, we say the Iker's man is when the guy is actually relieving himself, and or at the Iker's man against as soon as he leaves the bathroom, and after that is ready to Tashlumin. That second question is a good question. It's going to have to obviously wait for next month, and then we'll try to squeeze it in.
We'll work it out. So we'll be better.
Thank you.
Okay, have a great day, everybody.